Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Stacey Bonner with the Child and Family Center. Is your medicine cabinet filled with expired drugs or medications you no longer use? Carrie Plummer of Vanderbilt School of Nursing will speak on how to dispose of them properly. Carrie, in the past, it was fine to dispose of those medications by flushing them down the toilet. Is that still good, or what has changed?
Well, that's a good question. So that's still certainly a standard practice that a lot of people follow. Unfortunately, what we're finding is that a lot of the, they're calling them active pharmaceutical ingredients, which is the chemicals that are, that make up the pill, are ending up in our drinking water.
Oh, wow.
So people are flushing it down the toilet, but then these are sewered and then go through the water treatment plant before it becomes drinking water. And the problem is that these water treatment plants don't have the capability of filtering out a lot of these active pharmaceutical ingredients. So we're finding things like hormones, antidepressants, heart medications, levels of those in our drinking water.
So what is the proper way to dispose?
Well, I would first recommend always talk to the pharmacist, because there are a few medications that they still want people to actually sewer or flush down the toilet or down the sink. And I can't give you the full list offhand, but always talk to the pharmacist about that. There's two ways right now to dispose of them. The best way to dispose of them that's going to be friendlier to the environment and also reduce the risk of either children or pets getting into the trash and finding these pills is to try and see if there's a local disposal site somewhere in your town. A lot of local police departments and sheriff's departments are beginning to buy these disposal units where you can go and take your old or unused medications and put them in these units, and then they actually incinerate them.
Okay.
If you don't have access to a disposal program, the recommendation right now by the FDA and also the EPA is that you take an old detergent bottle or some kind of big plastic bottle, milk jug, put the medications into the jug, put it with a little bit of water to just dissolve the pills.
Okay.
And then what you do is you take either coffee grounds or kitty litter to make it unpalatable. So basically, if someone were to try and get into that jug, it would not be something they'd want to taste or eat. Mix that all up and then actually close the lid and tape it, whether it's with duct tape or something to keep it really sealed, and then throw that out in the trash.
Okay.
You know, unfortunately, that's not the most environmentally friendly way to do it, but
right
now a lot of people don't have access to disposal sites, and so that's really what's being recommended.
Okay. Why is it important to get rid of, you know, the expired medications, or if you have abundance of medications that you didn't finish off that's still in your medicine cabinet?
Well, we know that there are some national surveys. There's one called the National Survey on Drug Use and Health that looks at where people are accessing prescription drugs to use to get high. And we know that about 70% of people are getting them from a friend or family member. And oftentimes that means that they're actually going into the family medicine cabinet and accessing things such as painkillers, sleep aids, attention deficit disorder medications. And so it really oftentimes prescription drugs can be one of the first introductions in terms of first use of an illicit substance by teens.
Okay.
There's also the danger that they present to younger children, accidental poisonings related to a young child getting into mom or dad's or their grandparents' medications, taking a couple doses of, let's say, a heart medication and ending up in the emergency room or sometimes dying from taking that medication. And so medications really, while we certainly use them to promote health, they also can be a danger.
Okay.
And then for our older adults, there really is a concern that if you have an older adult who's currently taking 10 or 12 medications, but they also have, you know, 10, 20, 30 pills of leftover medication from prior illnesses, it's easier to get confused and take the wrong medication. And so they can end up in the emergency room with an adverse drug event.
Okay. And I know you mentioned, when we talked about different ways to dispose of the medications, a take-back program. What is that?
There's been a national and a state as well as a local response to the increasing problem with prescription drug abuse as well as just the excess pharmaceuticals in the home. And so you'll find that certain counties throughout the country have formed these community anti-drug coalitions.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times what they focus on, and sometimes they choose to focus on alcohol and teen drinking, binge drinking, but a lot of them are also beginning to realize that prescription drug abuse is a big problem.
Right.
And so what they do is they organize these take-back events where you have usually a law enforcement involved and some other community, you know, members, and people can bring their unused expired medications to these take-back events where they take them to be disposed of, usually incinerated. And it just depends on a county by county,
right,
in terms of who actually has these events available. Now, there is also the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, which is on a federal level, has been holding these biannual drug disposal take-back events.
Okay.
And so you can go on the DEA.gov website and see, usually it's in April and October, and see whether or not there's going to be a disposal site near you,
right,
on those 2 days.
Okay.
I can't emphasize enough how important it is for parents and grandparents to understand that, you know, prescription medications are certainly a tremendous benefit when you're trying to manage chronic health conditions, but that they also can really pose a danger to family members, and that it's important if you are in particular have controlled substances, which means things like painkillers, that you lock them up and try and reduce access. Because we know that that is one of the best ways to prevent adverse events, which is a fancy term for people getting into your medication and overdosing or taking your medications and then going and driving and getting into an accident.
Right.
And that if we can do our part as a community to try and reduce access to those medications, we really do have a positive impact on the overall community health.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this webcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu.